This week's tow away showroom have been sponsored by Men's World of 241 Golders Green Road. Zion Nissen, Monday the 11th of April, Rabbi Shmuel Kimchi, Seder night, matzah and wine in Machshava.
Thank you very much. I want to hand these out to you. The idea is not for us to use these sheets as a makor the whole time. I understand there are many remote listeners who are not here right now. We don't have the sheets in front of them. Just wanted to start off by saying it's an honor and a privilege for me to be able to be here and start the day the Torah away. Lechora, this is one of the most powerful kiyumim of the Mitzvah Deoraisa of V'dibarta Bam, B'shach Becha U'V'Kumecha. That's when we wake up in the morning, half an hour, especially for the people who are going in and out of work, commuting. V'nastam, this is the most powerful kiyum of that. Secondly, especially Yashar Koach to Dudi Iskowitz, I don't know, he probably gets a mention every day over here, but Kol HaKavod to him for arranging everything and organizing everything that goes on over here in the mornings. Obviously, Seder night is a time when everyone has got their own Haggadah. Everyone is looking forward to Seder night. Everyone has had Seder night for many years. Every Rav and every head of a household, every Rosh Bayis, has got his own Haggadah, his own Mahalach, his own approach, his own Divrei Torah that are repeated every year. So it's almost like a mitzvah chaviva ad ma'od. There are so many Haggadahs out there. There are probably more. There's probably been more commentary on the Haggadah than on any other piece of literature that exists in Klal Yisrael. Really, really amazing. I'd like to share my own. Now, my Rambam always used to start off with the Milsa de Dibusa, and I'm going to start off nonetheless in the same way. There's one line we say in the Haggadah, and I heard this joke. I'm not going to say it b'shem Omro. I'm sure he doesn't want me to say it b'shem Omro. There's one line in the Haggadah we say, "B'chol dor v'dor omdim aleinu l'chalo seinu, v'akadosh baruch hu matzilenu miyadam." The joke goes, "B'chol dor v'dor omdim aleinu l'chalo seinu." Every generation they want to make us eat chalos. V'akadosh baruch hu matzilenu miyadam. Akadosh baruch says, "No, only matzis." A bit of a quip, just the Musa of the Yichusa before we. I once actually said this joke to in a seminary in Yerushalayim, and one of the Talmudos afterwards came up to me and said, "Rabbi Kimchi, usually you say a makar for everything. Where was the makar?" And I decided from then on, be very careful what you say, what is a joke before it goes ahead.
You didn't say it though.
Exactly. I don't want to say b'shem Omro exactly. There's one idea, one batar I have, which is an absolute favorite of mine. An absolute favorite batara, and it actually infiltrates into many, many different areas that we have during the year, but on Seder night, in the mitzvahs, it comes out so powerfully. And this is obviously a compilation, and I'll quote the names of the Acharonim as we go through. But it starts off with a stira that Reb Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin asks. Reb Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin asks the following stira between two psukim. This is an imagery stira that we have. And the stira is between the pasuk that we say every Friday night in Eishes Chayim, Lo Sira Leveisa Misholeg Kichol Beisa Lavush Shonim. One of the accolades to the mothers in Klal Yisrael is Lo Sira Leveisa Misholeg. She's not scared of the cold outside that will freeze up her children. Kichol Beisa Lavush Shonim, because she knows how to crochet, how to knit red, scarlet clothes to warm up the children. We find another pasuk. And the other pasuk is in Yeshaya. In Yeshaya Hanavi, we find the exact imagery of Shonim and Sheleg, of scarlet and snow, in the reverse. In Yuchatoichem Kashonim, if your sins will be red like scarlet, yeah, if they'll be red like scarlet, Kasheleg Yalbin, they'll be whitened like snow. Through Tshuva, our sins will go from red to white. And of course, the Gemara and Yuma uses this pasuk to explain the Loshon Zahoris, the red thread in the Kodesh in the Beis HaMikdash that would turn from red to white, and that was a similar sign of the tshuva that called the Avonos and the Schaper and Klal Yisrael. What is the kasha? The kasha is when you take the word shonim, which is scarlet, and you take the word shelem, what does it mean? Asks Reb Tzadok, in the first pasuk, lo siro lo beis mishalig is bad, the snow is bad, it freezes up the children, it's negative. Ki chobeis halov shonim, the red is positive, it warms up the children. In the other pasuk, Yishaya Hanavi, a few hundred years after Shlomo HaMelech, and ostensibly he knew the psukim that Shlomo HaMelech had written, he uses the imagery in the exact reverse order. He says, "Im yuchato echem kashonim, if your sins will be red like scarlet, and that's negative, kashel yalbinu, they'll be white like snow." So is scarlet good or bad? Is snow good or bad? And obviously this image teaches us that there's much more going on over here. The red and the white, the snow and the scarlet, represents to us much more than just the words snow and scarlet. What is the images, asks from Sadek, what does it mean? I've quoted it over here, it's in Divrei Sof from Oznam Ches on the page, but it's actually, I think, in the Prutzadik on Chayesara, he mentions in the Hesped that Avram Livkosa, that Avram is Maspid Sara, Eishes Chayel was the Hesped, he goes into these Pesukim, and I seem to recall that he asks the question, what exactly is going on? What exactly, what do we mean, Shonim and Shelig? There's an amazing Gemara. There's an amazing Gemara that we all are familiar with, and helps us understand the concepts of red and white, of snow and scarlet, much better. Tan Rabbanan, the Gemara Nida tells us that there are shlosha shutafim ba'adam, and there are three partners in the creation of man, in the creation of the human being. The first one, Aviv, Mazrio Loven, injects the white into the human being, from which comes the atzomos, the bones, the gidin, etc., the moach, the barosh, all the white things in the body come from the father, and Imo, the mother, Mazriel Odem, gives the red, from which all the red things, the basar, that's quite over here, the black of the eye, any dark component in the human being is given by the mother. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tsar Klaster upon him. He creates the face. He allows everything to work together. The Re'iyas Ha'ayin, the Shmi'as Ha'ozen. He allows the eyesight, the human being to function. He combines these two. What does it mean? When the Gemara tells us that there is, when the Gemara speaks about red, and he speaks about white, and speaks about the father and the mother, we know that there are 46 chromosomes in the human being, right? 23 from the mother, 23 from the father. What is going on over here? What is the Gemara trying to teach us? What is the Gemara trying to tell us over here? We all know that there's a big difference between the halachic parts of the Gemara and the agadic parts of the Gemara. The agadatas, which this is one of the agadatas, is really teaching us the context of Judaism. When the Agadahs are being taught, says Revolva, when the Agadahs are being taught, Chazal are trying to be master, trying to hide as much as possible. When the halachic parts of the Gemara are being taught, the Chazal are trying to be megale as much as possible. It's two different modes. When we're trying to get down to bottom line halacha, Chazal are trying to be as clear as possible to come to the most concise bottom line. When it comes to Agadahs, we know that Chazal are trying to hide. There are certain dvash, it should be hidden a little bit. So what exactly is going on? What exactly is going on in this red and white? Says Reb Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin, the most stunning idea. Which Avarim in the human being are red and white? Which Aver is red and which Aver is white? The Aver that we have that is red, that is Kulo Dam, is the Lev. The Lev is Moledam, it pumps the blood around the body. The heart of the human being, the lave of the human being, is red. And the heart is dynamic, it's something which moves, it's something which you feel, there are ups and downs. That is the heart. There is another aver in the human being, which is another center of the human being, and that is the moach shebelev. And the moach is white. The moach shebelev is the loven, is the white. There are two centers, and this red and the white, they compensate and they work in tandem with each other. The white, the truth is that the color white for us, hospitals are white, right? The clinical, cold, sterile color is white. The heat, the passion, the blood, You know, the flag of war as opposed to peace is red. Intuitively, we feel that red is something which is roteach, which is powerful, that moves us. That there are two centers in the human being: the moach, which is cold and clinical, and the lev, which is dynamic and is not so static. But it's ha b'har, you know, ha below ha l'sagi. One without the other is not good enough. You can imagine a person who's all brain and no heart. He's sitting on the top of a mountain, and he's pashuts, you know, mufka from olam hazeh. He's not in this world, and he's totally. He doesn't live with human beings. He's maybe a scientist, and he's just writing equations. On the other hand, you can imagine someone who's kulo lev and no seichel, just totally reactive to everything around him, and doesn't have any seichel to guide him. These two things in the human beings, these two opposite forces, we have to work together. In which case, says Reb Tzadok, the psukim work terrifically. Lo sira lebeis hamishalek, she's not cared of the kaltkeit, of the freezing up of her children, of the shelek, yichobeis halav hashanim, the aim bias of Klal Yisrael, knows how to inject the lave into her children. She knows how to give the shanim to her children, the lave of the emotions of Yadus. On the other hand, you have the reverse pasukim, yuchato echem kashanim, if your sins are a crime of passion, the mind is gone, the lave is the only thing that's power over here, and im yuchato echem kashanim, kashelet yabini, they'll be whitened through the moach, through the lover, through the mind. And that's what it means over here in a Jewish home, the mother and the father, the leaven and the odin, the red and the white, the combination of the human being is chelek red and chelek white, meaning there is the moach and the leaven from the mother and from the father. The father gives the structure, gives the pinnacle, gives the suras for yivarim. The mother is the leaven, is the basar, she is what is the emotional part of the human being. I heard from the Ramam panel, and I haven't seen this inside, and I don't like quoting things that I haven't seen inside, but he says, Hallo Davar Hu. Isn't it the most amazing thing? Who were Yaakov Avinu's two enemies? Lavan and Esav. What's another name for Esav? Edom. Lavan and Edom. White and red. Lavan is a Ramai. Edom is a man of passion. Esav wants to come and kill him with 400 men. He is kulo admoni, kulo se'ar. He's red. He is. And haliteni nomi mihadoma, adoma ze. Kulo, he is red. Lavan is not. Lavan is total, he's a Ramai. He uses his mind keneged. And these two ideas, I heard on a tape of Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg on the Talmud of Ner Yisrael. I was there for a while, and I was zocha to see Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, and he apparently would say that the Hasidim and the Misnagdim represent the Moach and the Lev of Klal Yisrael. I don't know if that's, I don't mean this in a negative way. Hobolo holo sagi, right? That a Moach without a Lev, yeah, is not something that can work, and a lev without a moach is not something that can work. The Hasidim and the Misnagdim are called Hashgacha Hanit, that the Hasidim is kulo lev. The Hasidim are kulo red, and the Misnagdim are kulo seichel. The idea is to marry the two, the Lovan and the Odom, the Hasidim and the Misnagdim together. And I think that's a terrific... a terrific havan of what's happened in the last 300-400 years. Now, the Maisa, we have, there is no Rav in any shul that doesn't get up and say a Sfas Emes, and there are no Hasidish yeshivas that don't also learn Reb Chaim Mibrisk. You know, just this is the way that it works, that Klal Yisrael have married the two, the Moach and the Lev, together, and it's something terrific. It would be wrong over here not to mention, of course, the fact that the Talmud Devar and the Nefesh HaChaim understand that everyone understands, the Pasuk says that we are Tzelem Elokim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us and as a Tzelem Elokim, that whatever we have within us, a Moach and a Lev, or whatever we find in a sense, we find in the Hanhogos and the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we find, in fact, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka is... Sach v'odom, we say in Anim Zmiros. Sach v'odom, that he is white and he is red. Sometimes he is k'ish sinva mali rachamim, he is a white head, that's what Pesukim in Daniel say, that he is full of chesed and rachamim. And in fact, the color white represents to us chesed and rachamim, right? Tova malbin shinov mechavero. It's better to whiten your teeth and a smile to a friend and give him milk to drink, because the milk represents chesed. Milk represents only the goodness, the nurturing of the mother to the child. That is the chesed. In fact, on Shavuos we read Rus. Rus is kula chesed, right? Ruthless is non-chesed in English, right? That Rus, the Medrash says, the end of Paragimel of Rus, that it's kula chesed. And the color that we eat cheese, cheesecake, milk products on Shavuos, one of the reasons is taka because of this, because we understand the Gemara Sota tells us that Torah is kula trilasa chesed v'sofa chesed, that it's all Torah is the nesinas haTorah is couched in chesed, and that's why we have white foods and that's why Rus is red on Shavuos. But white represents the color of chesed. Red, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also presents himself sometimes as Adam. He's in Alayam, he was an Ish Gibor Milchama, that he's a man of war. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a man of war. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal is someone who brings din into the world, din l'rishayim. That is the red. The white and the red, the Tzach v'Adam, we understand that these midos in HaKadosh Baruch Hu also exist in some way. The Pasuk says at the end of Yisro, Elohei Kesef, Elohei Zahav, Lo Ta'asamachem. Don't make for yourself gods of gold and gods of silver. The Kliyakar says on that, gods of gold is red, gods of silver is white. Don't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his midos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates midos. Don't think that the midos themselves are Elohus. Don't think that they are Elohus. Don't think that they are themselves divinity. So Lemaisa, we have a few minhagim. Some I think the Sfaradim put a bit of water into wine because they're putting a bit of white into red to be mimatic the dinim. There is a lot of combination of white and red over here on the red and the white. Both in Asana, Kodesh Baruch, and the Midos and Hagus. But it's a fascinating thing. So what's this got to do with Seder night? Shmuel has gone on for 10 minutes talking about red and white. It's beautiful, it's lovely. But what does this have to do with Seder night? We have a number of mitzvahs of Seder night. But the most clear, outstanding mitzvahs that we have on Seder night are the matzahs, right? And the Arba Kosos and the Magid. Right? How many what color are the matzahs? They are white matzahs. And how many matzahs are there? Three. What color are the Arba Kosos?
Red.
Shulchan Aruch says. Yeah. Right, the Shulchan Aruch, Orachayim, Simon Tof Ayin Beis, says that you should be mechapis to try and find red wine bedafka. How many kosos are there? There are four kosos. The three ovos and the four imahos, the three matzos and the four kosos of wine, are a way that on Seder night we are combining the red and the white. Gevaldik, no? Mamish, unbelievable. I've quoted over here the Shlach HaKadosh. Not everyone has a sheet, but the Kitzur, the Shlach HaKadosh, explains that each of the four kosos, where they are placed in the Seder night, actually represents the Arba Imahos. That the first kos of wine is for Sarah Imenu. Sarah Imenu was with Avraham. She was the Tchila and the Kedusha Asher Bochar Bonim Mikol Am, that they were the beginning of Klal Yisrael. Rivka was the coast that we say over the Haggadah, and she is Matcha Begnus in the sign B'Shvach. She started Mitzchila of the Avodah Zarah, Hoy Avosenu Mamish in the house of Lavan, and her whole life was coming towards Kedusha. Then Rachel is the mother of Yosef Atzadik, who is the Zan Esa Olam. He is the Mashbir to everyone. He is the one who provides the food, and that's why the third coast is on the Birkas Hamazon, and the fourth coast is Leah, because Hapam Odes Hashem, she thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She said, she was the first one to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She represents the coast of Halal. Those are the Arba Kosos that we have, the four cups of wine, the three matzahs is Pashat, are the three of us. We break the middle matzah because that's Yitzchak Avinu. And Yitzchak Avinu, the Gemara says, this is my Kiddush. I don't know if this is I'm seeing this anywhere. But the Gemara in Shabbos Peches, we say about the middle matzah, we say about Yitzchak, he was the one who had the argument to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, palga olayu, palga olecha. One half will be on me, one half will be on you. In other words, that together, between Yitzchak and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, you know, we'll defend the Jewish people's rights to Geula Shlem, and that's mamash what it's about tonight. And I had a machshava this week about why exactly palga olayu, palga olecha, but because it's not so, I haven't thought it through yet, I'm not going to go into it. There's a famous mimer of the Pachad Yitzchak on Purim, Maimar Ches on Purim, that speaks about Palgo Olai, Palgo Olecha, that Rav Blazer would say that the Tain of Klal Yisrael, Avinu Shebashamayim, Ritzoneinu La'asos Ritzon, Avinu Shebashamayim, our will is to do your will, but what is Ma'akev? Two things, Sa'or Shebe'isa and Shibud Malchias. The Sa'or Shebe'isa, the yeast, in other words, the Eitz Hara, and the Shibud Malchias. You take one, I'll take the other, and how that fits in, I think Mamash Seder Night is exactly that. We get rid of the Yetzer Hara and we get rid of Shibud Malchus. So it's exactly what's going on in Seder Night. But because I haven't thought it through so much, so what Rav Shimshon Pinkas says in his Sefer is that this Gemara, this Tana Rabbanan, through Shutof and Yesh Ba'adam, there is a recreation of Klal Yisrael every single year. Every Seder Night, there's a recreation of Klal Yisrael. The recreation is the Odom and the Lovan, the red and the white, that together the kosos and works out exactly right. We have two kosos, we have two halves of matzah, and then we have the other two kosos. It's symmetrical, it's intertwined, it's exactly placed in the right order, and that's lemaisa what we have. I see that I only have 7 minutes left. I was going to maybe speak a little bit more about this about Chochmah and Bina, two forms of knowledge in red and white. I want to maybe cover a few other topics, other ideas over here. There's one tremendous idea that I saw, which is, if you turn over and you look on the next side of the sheet, if you have one, but you really don't need to have the sheet, like I mentioned, then number three over here, Yachatz, talking about Yachatz. We break the middle matzah, a lot of brouhaha about breaking the middle matzah. You know, it takes longer to say yachatz and actually do yachatz, you know? Like, it's a chelik of our seder, that it's very symbolic. What exactly is going on over here in yachatz? Lemaisa, the first half, the smaller half, we eat as part of our first kezayis, yes, before the meal, and the last half of the matzah we eat as the last kezayis, is the afikoman, it's tzof, for later. And that's the larger half. There's a machlokes in the Rishonim, and I've quoted it over here. It's between the Rosh and the Rashbam of which kezayis exactly. This is really whole schools of thought. Which kezayis is the ikar mitzvah? Is the first kezayis the ikar mitzvah, or is the last kezayis the ikar mitzvah? Is it the first kezayis which is motzi matzah, or is it the last kezayis after Shulchan Aruch, which is the meal? What exactly is the nekudas machlokes? What exactly? I don't know what the makor is, but I heard this on the Rabbi Bernstein tape once, a long time ago, maybe 10 years ago. He said that, he quoted somebody, I don't remember who, he said that actually the two mitzvahs of matzah, the first half and the second half, one has to be eaten b'tei ovel, when you're hungry, and the last one has to be eaten al hasova, has to be eaten when you're satiated, when you're full. What does that mean? What does that represent to us? The Zohar calls the matzah Nama Dimemusa, the bread of Emunah. And the question is, where is our Iker Emunah tested? And where are we seen as being standing, withstanding Emunah? Where? Is it in the times of poverty, in the times of difficulty, in the first half of the matzah, when you're hungry? That's when Holach Ma'anya, the Ochlu Avosona Ba'arad Mitzrayim, the entire first description of matzah is all about how this is all about the difficulty. Is that when our Ikra Emunah is? Or is our Ikra Emunah in the times of affluence, in the times of wealth, in the times when you're ala sova, in the times when we are full? More Jews, many more Jews, have been lost to Klal Yisrael through the Alasova, through the wealth, and through the the times in the rare times in Klal Yisrael when Klal Yisrael have been wealthy and been, you know, in Spain, in America. You know, nowadays the assimilation rate is crazy. More Yidden have been lost to Klal Yisrael through the Alasova and through the difficult times. I was thinking to connect this to a line that we know in Yeshaya, a famous song that we all sing, V'hoya b'yoma hu yitoka b'shofar gadol, v'o ha'ovdim me'eretz asher, v'hanidachim me'eretz Mitzrayim. V'achris hayamim, there will be people who come from Asher, from Assyria, which was the north of Eretz Yisrael, and Mitzrayim, the south of Eretz Yisrael. Those were the two main superpowers in the times of Yeshaya, and they always fought. Eretz Yisrael was the battlefield between Asher and Mitzrayim, up and down the whole time. Yeshaya is Mesnabe, Vo Ha'ovdi Me'eretz Asher. The lost people will come from Asher, and those who are repressed, Me'eretz Mitzrayim. The word Asher means happy. People who are lost in the land of happiness, and people who are repressed in the land of Meitzarim, of constraints, says the Baal Shem Tov. And it's funny, quoting the Makor, it's actually, I found this in the Sefer Baal Shem Tov. I heard it in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, and it's funny to have a Sefer of different people who've heard something from somebody, because he never actually wrote it. But in the Ksav of the Baal Shem Tov, he says that's what it means. It means that there are two kinds of people who are going to be lost to Klal Yisrael. There are the people who are lost to Eretz Asher, lost in the land of happiness, who are lost to the attraction of civilized world, the opportunity to make money, to be accepted. But also those people who are repressed in the land of Mitzrayim, those people who are repressed in the land of Mitzrayim, they will also come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the two chalak of the matzah. Maybe last idea, I've got 2 minutes left, the last idea I'd like to share with you today is Karpas, the mitzvah of Karpas, right? Kadesh Urchatz Karpas. What does the word Karpas mean? You know, does it mean vegetable? Is it like that you know, carrots, radish, you know, everyone says like Karpas, you know, represents all these different... What exactly does Karpas really mean? It hardly comes up once in Tanakh. Where does it come up? It comes up in Megillas Esther, Perek Aleph, Chor Karpas Utacheles. What does Karpas mean? It means fine linen, a fine silk type of clothing. What's that? Why on Seder night do we call the first dipping silk? What is going on over here? What is the remez over here? It says the Ben Ishchai something amazing. If you look at Rashi, Sones Hapasim of Yosef. Rashi there says, what was it made of? Clay milas, out of silk. Like it says, Chur Karpas Utacheles, says Rashi. Rashi says that Yosef's coat was made of Karpas. When else did we have a dipping of Karpas? We had a dipping of Karpas when Yosef, Vayivshetu, as Ketones Yosef, they took away the Ketones of Yosef and they dipped it in goat's blood and they gave it, you know, Taruf Taraf Yosef, they gave it to Yaakov Avinu and said, look, your son must have been torn to shreds, exactly right. When, just before we speak about the Golus, the difficulties of Golus, and the ultimate Gola, we have to remind ourselves, says the Ben Ishchai, why we got to Mitzrayim in the first place, and it was because of the original dipping. It was the dipping of the Kesones Pasim of Yosef. It was brotherly hatred that brought us into Mitzrayim in the first place, and it's only going to be, you know, the shalom between Klal Yisrael that's going to bring the ultimate goal, and that is the remez of Karpas. And he says a very interesting thing. The word Karpas, Kar is the last two words of Mecher, and Pas is the first two letters of Pasim. Mecher Pasim, Karpas is like a combination of these two. It's a remez ledovra. I don't know if that's an organized or not. I'm not sure exactly how that is. But either way, it's a really tremendous idea that as on Seder night, as we're about to speak about the Golus and Geula, we start speaking first about the about the fact that it's our fault that we went down in the first place. It's Hashem Shul Bizoch, it's a Gola Shlema, that we should be Ochem and Azvachem and Apsachem this year. It's Hashem Siyata Deshmaya.